Welcome to Voice Blind, a short series of Q&A with artists and researchers in Amsterdam. This project is initiated by Arias, giving a platform to critical voices to unpack artistic and scientific processes for conducting research and methodologies. This is an invitation to listen on some of the most pressing issues in practice-based research. Like a cloud sailing in the sky, like layers of practices and knowledge that overlap and move away, VoiceBlind invites you to enter the world of artistic research. Today, we're introducing the architect and researcher Henri Snell and his long-term research, Alzheimer's Architecture, supported by the Gerrit Rietveld Academy. How can we rethink spaces meant for care and for the elderly in a more playful and stimulating way? How can architecture and design improve the living conditions and quality of life for people with dementia? Henri Snell established the Alzheimer Architecture Office to conduct research into the living conditions of Alzheimer's patients from an architectural viewpoint. Through observing and deconstructing the obvious norm in medical spaces and the way people with dementia are being taken care of, Henri Snell, with students and collaborators, investigates how design and architecture can help develop spaces dedicated to people's comfort and enjoyment. Today, he guides us through the processes and challenges at hand when designing meaningful and stimulating spaces or experiences in public or private spheres.
My name is Henri Snell, trained as an architect and interior architect, and founder of the design and research office Alzheimer Architecture. Almost two decades ago, I was confronted with the Alzheimer disease when my mother was diagnosed with the illness. From that point on, I became closely engaged with the illness and its consequences. When her decline was so manifest, we were forced to find a 24/7 care home for her. While visiting different care homes, I was shocked by the amount of passivity amongst residents. I often saw, in different care institutions, an environment that did not stimulate interaction. Hallways were long, often empty and dark. I started doing research in this field of interest. This resulted in a series of projects looking into the living conditions of Alzheimer patients from an architectural viewpoint, often involving students from different educational institutions like the Rietveld Academy, the VU University, the University of Amsterdam, and scientific specialists in crossover collaborations. If we look into the future of dementia, we see a rapidly increasing numbers due to the aging population. At this moment, we count around 300,000 people suffering from dementia in the Netherlands, of which about 90,000 live in nursing homes. In 2040, there will be more than 500,000 people with dementia in the Netherlands, and worldwide more than 80 million, of which more than 30 million live in nursing home settings. Science is increasingly gaining knowledge about dementia and the influence that environmental factors and treatment methods have on residents in nursing homes. A good environment can also have a therapeutic effect if, for example, it supports what someone can still do rather than focusing on what they cannot longer do. With new insights, we can increase the knowledge of architecture and promote the quality of nursing home environment of the future. Thus far, there is no medication that stops or reduces the disease. The pharmaceutical industry is reluctant because successful development of a working drug is not an easy grab. Simultaneously, with the increased number of people dealing with dementia, the government is significantly cutting down on 24/7 care. People with dementia have to live and be cared for at home with serious consequences. Dementia will also become increasingly visible in the public sphere. In order to almost literally wear the shoes of our research target group, we undertook various experiments in an unorthodox manner. We worked in a daily care process on a regular basis with a number of different healthcare institutions. We did also research into the physical limitations that older people experience in different locations in the same public space. In addition, we employed the method that is widely used in educational programs for elderly care in American universities. We walked around with foggy glasses, poor visibility, with headphones on in order to minimize sound as if we were deaf, with a nose plug to block the smell, and we put a stone in one of our shoes in order to make walking more difficult. The effect was shocking and positive at the same time. We experienced firsthand that the ears are the eyes of the back of the head. If they are blocked, this affects your sense of direction and space perception in a negative sense. Vision is important for precise distance measurements. And total overview, sense of smell arouses curiosity and establishes blessingly fast connections with the past. Its absence promotes indifference. This had led to new insights into physical and emotional responses of the clients. We noticed how meaningful it is to undertake activities and to stimulate the clients, but not to overstimulate. Exercise was an important motive. Research shows that exercise is a very good way to keep people in dementia mentally and physically in good shape. A determining factor in this diagnosis of dementia is that their world is becoming constantly smaller during the last phase of their lives. Many initiatives have been undertaken in care institutions over the last few decades in order to improve the interactions with the residents in nursing homes. Snoezelen, or sensory activation, is one of them. Sensory activation should be an integral part of 24/7 care in nursing homes. Then it would be clearly provide added value both to the residents as well as to the caregivers. It has been shown that clients who live in an apartment where their senses are being activated throughout the day during care are less apathic, less depressed, less aggressive, and less rebellious. Architecture can play an important role when it comes to all these issues. Opportunities for stimulating activities can be well integrated into the semi-public spaces in new but also in existing nursing homes. In the research project, The Art and Science of Dementia Care, commissioned by Cordaan and the Stimuleringsfonds of Creative Industry, we investigated to improve the living environment for people with dementia. The project was part of the Care House program, which the Stimulation Fund carried out on behalf of the Ministry of Education, Culture and Science. The project consisted of 6 interdisciplinary teams of designers, scientists, producers and care professionals. Simple interventions in the interior turned out to offer impressive solutions. The ambition was to discover opportunities to improve the care environment for people with dementia and to give the discipline of interior architecture an extra boost. By adapting the method of users as designers, the results could be tested directly in daily practice with the residents, the people with dementia, due to prototyping at different locations of Cordaan. Another project that was linked to my fascination of stimulating activities and wayfinding with dementia started as part of a study into the dementia-friendly neighborhood with students from the Rietveld Academy and participants of the Odense House in Amsterdam South, a meeting place for people with dementia and their families. The shopping route, a few years later, was built on the base of the research I did with the students from the Rietveld Academy, and completed as an exploratory follow-up study into navigation in public space with the municipality of Amsterdam. The Odense House in Amsterdam South, a team from the Faculty of Movement Sciences at the VU University, in collaboration with the psychiatry department of the VU MC. The route ran from the Odense House to the nearby shopping street on the basis of a navigation route. Participants of the Odense House often did not go along when shopping because it was difficult to find their way. The aim of the navigation route was to enable participants of the Odense House to do their shopping independently again. The shopping route was explicitly designed to gather with people with dementia. You have to take people with dementia seriously and listen to them to find out what works. The signs of the shopping route are simple and recognizable, designed together with the participants of the Odense House. The results seem to indicate that the route has a positive effect on safety and getting around. The navigation route has received a lot of attention in various media. I like to bridge the connection between scientific fields and the more practical assignments. The wealth of crossover collaborations between scientific knowledge and designing disciplines yields new insights, teaching methods, and educational modules to generate future-oriented solutions for people with dementia and their built environment.